Live at 5 Sports, we're joined by Jim Suhan of the Star Tribune and Talk North podcast, and brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort. And Jim, an entertaining game last night with the Houston Rockets, you know, kind of in desperation mode. And boy, they came out hot and the Wolves seemed a little flat, but I was really encouraged the way they came back in the second quarter.
Yeah, and Houston's really good. I mean, they've been on a great run for about a month now. They are going to be a rising power in the West as they put things together. Really talented. Green is excellent. Van Vliet's excellent. They play hard. They're hard to guard. And the Wolves, they do a lot of things well, but if you aren't shooting well, you're not going to get rewarded for all the things you do well. And I think what we saw as that game progressed last night was they got into the kind of offense that Finch has always wanted them to play, where the ball just moves. People end up with open shots. The lane, you know, the cutting and the ball movement creates openings. They played a lot of beautiful basketball last night. Kyle Anderson was great. Edwards was excellent. Naz Reid was excellent. Jordan McLaughlin has had a remarkable run of shooting here. Conley was excellent. And they moved the ball so well that they ended up with open three-pointers. They ended up with open drives. It was just fun to watch. And, if, you know, they're already the best defensive team in the NBA. If they could, there's potential for this team actually improving offensively as they come down the stretch here.
You know, Edwards was struggling from three-point land. He's been struggling. You know, you kind of touched on that yesterday, maybe a little fatigue. But, boy, that slam he had where he brought the ball back behind his head, that really, brought the entire arena to its feet.
Yeah, he can really be a spectacular player. His outside shooting has been off lately. I do think it's a product of fatigue. It'll be interesting to do it tonight. We don't have the answer yet whether they – play them all. They're playing the Raptors, who really are in tank mode. You know, if you're going to give him any games off the rest of the way, tonight would be the night. Bad team playing at home, second night of a back-to-back game you can probably win without him. I don't know if they will do that, but it'll be an interesting decision.
You know, some talk during the broadcast last night that maybe Karl-Anthony Towns is ahead of schedule and maybe rejoining the team.
That is what we're hearing, and that would be a great thing. They've played pretty well without him, but he gives them a different ceiling. He gives them the ability to, he's a 6'11 guy who's the best three-point shooter. That opens up a lot of things. And if they can get him incorporated and get him moving the ball the way they're moving the ball right now, they could be, it just gives them a better chance to be a championship-caliber team.
Seven games left, including tonight. How do you see it shaking out here down the stretch?
No idea. I said going into the season that a top four seed would be the goal for this team. Now they're pretty much guaranteed a top three seed. There's no way to tell how this is going to play out. Nuggets are excellent. Nuggets are still the best team in basketball until proven otherwise. Oklahoma City has had a phenomenal season, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander might be the league MVP. They're very hard to guard. They play great offensive basketball. They move the ball beautifully. They can shoot the lights out. Timberwolves are the best defensive team with very high-end offensive capabilities. I have no idea what's going to happen. They could end up in any order. And you know what? The team that gets the third seed might end up with the best first-round matchup because there's a lot of jockeying going on down below in the standings, and none of those teams are going to be fun to play against.
No, I think that's an excellent point to make. Whoever survives, say it is Golden State, plays the Lakers, and whoever survives that, moves on. Kind of the Wolves were in that scenario, this time they don't have to worry about this play-in situation. But, you kind of look at it, who do you really want to play in the first round?
Yeah, the Lakers could go on a run at any time. LeBron's playing phenomenally well. Anthony Davis tends to win some playoff games all by himself. The Suns, you worry about Booker and Durant getting hot and what that could do in a short series. Luka Doncic is as good as anybody in the NBA. He'd be no fun to play against. The Pelicans are really a bad matchup for the Wolves just because Zion Williamson can just beat up their big men. So there's no great early matchup, frankly. They're going to have to play a good team no matter what happens here.
Well, the Wild, literally, I think realistically, don't you think they're kind of out of the picture as far as the playoffs?
They won last night, and so, are the odds against them? Yes. But they have played well enough the last couple of months that they're still in it, and why give up on it? You know, they have they still have a mathematical chance. They're just going to have to have a winning streak. You know, when you're trying to catch two teams in a short period of time, the only way it's going to happen is if you have a winning streak. It's still possible they could do that.
Their fourth line came through last night really in a big way.
Yeah, Letarte had a beautiful goal on the game-winning goal. Fleury, I thought, was excellent. Brodin, Eriksson Ek were very good. Boldy was good. You know, they have played well for a long time now. It's just, you know, the math is against them.
Well, yesterday the Twins were in Milwaukee. They're there wrapping up that two-game set this afternoon. Louis Varland making his first start. A little shaky. What were your impressions of his first start for the year?
I thought a little shaky. And let's be realistic here. He was not very good as a starting pitcher last year. You know, he just throws a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It's pretty straight. Hitters look very comfortable hitting it. When he was a reliever, he threw 99-100. He limited himself to two pitches, and he dominated people, and hitters looked like they were afraid to get in the batter's box. Yesterday, it was more back to being a starter who can be hit. You know, it wasn't the world's worst outing, but it just didn't inspire a lot of confidence that that's the right role for him.
The bullpen did pick it up, you know, the rest of the way, but I'm still a little bit concerned. I know it's extremely early, but about this offense, is it as good as we think it should be, you know, especially with a healthy Buxton and Correa out there?
Well, they finished third in the major leagues in home runs last year, even with Buxton and Correa having injuries and bad years. The second half of the season, they were one of the three to five best overall offensive teams in baseball. Now, Wallner doesn't look like he's comfortable right now. Julian hasn't gotten it going yet. Buxton and Correa haven't started hitting home runs. You know, a lot of these things are just things to have to play out. They have the talent to have a very good offense again. They have basically the same players who made them one of the best offensive teams in baseball second half of last year. But I will say that the lineup just doesn't look as scary and Royce Lewis isn't in it. You know, Royce Lewis just brings so much clutch hitting, power, productivity, and they just don't, when he's in that lineup, it looks like a deep, scary lineup. When he's not, it doesn't look quite the same. Now, if Buxton and Correa hit the way they are supposed to hit as healthy players, this team will score a lot of runs. But, you know, early season, everybody overreacts to early stats. There are a lot of great teams throughout history who have a bad month or a bad start or have a bad month in the middle of the season and nobody notices. But when you start off a little slow and it's all people have to look at, they tend to overreact to what they see.
Yeah, and then you look at a team like the Dodgers. I was watching them last night, and, you know, the kind of action-packed lineup they've got, you know, you kind of wonder, do the Twins, can they even really compare to teams like that?
I don't think anybody really can on paper. I mean, there are a couple super teams in baseball. The Dodgers are a super team. The Braves, I think, are a super team. You know, the Rangers, the way they played last year, they looked like a super team. But the amazing thing about competitive balance in baseball is the Dodgers have been one of the highest spending and most talented teams in baseball for the last 50 years, you know, for the last 40 years, whatever it's been. How many World Series have they won in the last 30 years? One. How many World Series have the Yankees won since 2000? One. So, you know, there's a big difference between putting together a really good roster and actually finishing off and winning the whole thing. The Dodgers are going to have a great season. The Braves are going to have a great season. But that doesn't mean they're going to win at all.
Great, stuff there, Jim. Before we let you run, last night, Indiana State, I've kind of adopted them as my favorite team right now. They're fun to watch, and now they've reached the NIT final. And, of course, they're the team that eliminated the Gophers. It'd be kind of fun if they could go all the way and win this last one.
Yeah, fun for all kinds of reasons. Larry Bird's alma mater, kind of an underdog story, a team that was maybe should have been in the NCAA tournament, and I just love their centers. All, you know, the center with the glasses, all the nicknames like Steph Blurry are just hilarious. They're fantastic.
It is. I mean, it looks like the fans really do have a lot of fun at those games. Well, tomorrow maybe we can talk a little bit about the big matchup. You know, it should be very interesting, NC State and Purdue. Two big men, but that are entirely different.
Yes, that'd be fun to talk about. It's a great time to be a college basketball fan right now.
Have a great day, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.